From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. The four Republican candidates for governor will square off in a virtual debate this afternoon. It's hosted by the Salt Lake Chamber and the Economic Development Corporation of Utah, so economic issues are likely to be front and center. Former Governor John Huntsman and Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox have been leading in the polls since December. Former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes and ex-state GOP Chair Thomas Wright are also on the ballot. Voting is June 30th. Registration deadline is June 19th. Utah's epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the rate of new COVID-19 cases in the state has been fairly consistent. KUER's Ross Terrell reports that's not enough to reopen more of the state's economy.
What you heard from Dr. Dunn was the state has really plateaued when you talk about that positive rate. We're still seeing about a 4.2, 4.3 positive rate in new cases, regardless of how many people are getting tested. We know that there are parts of the southern Utah that want to move into the yellow low-risk phase of the pandemic response. But what she said is we won't quite get there until we actually see a decrease. Those are the two big things that they're looking at before determining if we can go to yellow is the growth rate actually dropping and making sure that hospitals do have the capacity to deal with customers should there be a surge.
That's KUER's Ross Terrell. More than 14,000 gig workers and self-employed people have filed for unemployment benefits in Utah over the past 2 weeks. KUER's Jessica Lowell has more on how the coronavirus pandemic has affected them.
Sarah Brown owns and manages 17 Airbnb properties in Park City. Since Summit County lifted its stay-at-home order earlier this month, Brown says her properties are renting for about 60% of the price they went for last year.
I'm struggling to pay bills. My partner's struggling to pay her bills, but we can at least feed our families.
She says now they're relying on Utahns to rent out their properties for staycations instead of out-of-state visitors. Chrissy Sari is a Lyft driver and has given just under 40,000 rides since she started in 2017. But since the pandemic started, she says she's struggling to make ends meet.
I'm used to making about $2,000 a week, and $45 is what I made the very last week I was working. And I remember sitting for 8 hours and not a single ping.
Sari says she's filed for unemployment, but hasn't gotten any benefits yet. And because she has underlying health issues, she isn't sure when or if things will return to normal. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The Utah Inland Port Authority met with stakeholders yesterday to discuss its strategy moving forward. KUER's Emily Means reports the details will be released by the end of the month.
To inform its business plan, the Port Authority received public input from 3,000 surveys, from open houses and stakeholder meetings. Some common concerns? Air quality, traffic, and a desire for high-paying jobs. As the port moves forward, Executive Director Jack Hedge says they also value hearing from those who oppose it altogether.
We actively seek those who disagree with us and actively seek their input. It's an important voice to hear.
The business plan relies on the authority's ability to collect property taxes to help fund development on the northwest side of Salt Lake County. Hedge says that will allow them to be environmentally sustainable while connecting Utah to the global economy.
It really is forward-looking and forward-thinking and trying to promote Utah as the place in North America for sustainable, smart logistics.
The Port Authority is scheduled to unveil its business plan May 21st, and the public comment period will be open from then through June 3rd. Emily Means, KUER News.
Albert E. Johnson, the Utah man suspected of killing a West Jordan couple, reportedly forced the two out of their bed at gunpoint, took money and two cell phones, then killed them after he was recognized. Court documents filed yesterday say Johnson broke into the house of Tony and Catherine Butterfield wearing a mask on April 18th, but he removed it after escaping to his car and realizing he didn't have his keys. He returned to the house to find them. Tony Butterfield recognized Johnson without the mask. A struggle ended in the shooting deaths of the Butterfields. Johnson has been charged with aggravated murder and other counts. A 3,000-pound bison statue named Distant Thunder has made it to its permanent home at Golden Spike National Historical Park. Last year marked the 150-year anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad. That's when park officials unveiled the bison, sculpted by Michael Coleman, an artist based in Provo. Officials say Distant Thunder represents the sound of the wild, the majestic animal it's designed for, and the iron horse locomotives that connected the continent here in Utah. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.